And who's headed overseas for a talent show?
Oh, this is terrific. Now, I've sent you the clip. Overnight our time, they had the first episode of Britain's Got Talent, the big talent show. And who should be the very first act on the very first episode for the new season but Her Majesty the Queen, a.k.a. Jerry Connolly. Flew over there and got into the whole drag. Of course, as the years have gone on, he looks more and more like the Queen. He absolutely killed them. And, of course, the thing with Jerry is not only does he look great, but he sits down and really writes some very sharp material. You know, a lot of the gags you can see coming a mile off, but he killed them. The judges love it. The audience went crazy. So he may not win the competition, who knows. But even if he doesn't, I tell you what, there'll be a lot of agents on the phone to him saying, can we represent you? We can get you a lot of work here in England. Because there was that woman for years, what was her name, who was the Queen impersonator? Yeah. Jeanette Charles. And she made a fortune through the years. And I reckon, Jerry, if you have a look at the clip, we'll put it on to the social media, he absolutely slayed them.
We'll put it up on our social. He's a terrific... And, of course, he's from Queensland.
Yeah, that's right.
Originally.
And there should be legislation passed that nobody other than he is allowed to do Frank Thring impersonations either.
Oh, my goodness, he's Frank Thring. He had the most brilliant Paul Keating, the only person ever to have done a really great Paul Keating, and then Paul Keating went and left politics. Pete, stay with us, 24 after 8.